Program is transcribed. The Adventures of the Sea Hound. Presents The Adventures of the Sea Hound with Captain Silver and Jerry.
Ahoy, Captain Silver! Ahoy, Captain Silver!
Well, shipmates, remember the spot Captain Silver was in. Gonzales lay wounded on the floor. Carlos cowered in a corner. Valencia hid her face in terror. And Captain Silver stood waiting as Diego prepared to throw the hand grenade into the room. He threw it and slammed the door. Captain Silver's hand shot out, caught the deadly bomb. Then he whirled and threw with the speed and accuracy of a champion shortstop making a double play. The hand grenade shot through the open window in a straight line.
Capitan Silver!
Steady, steady, Valencia. No one was hurt.
I never saw.
It exploded outside the building over the street.
You caught it and threw it out the window. Oh, Capitan!
Keep your nerve, Valencia. Don't let down. We've got to get after Diego.
Look, Carlos has fainted. He is unconscious again.
Oh, yes, yes.
He is. I know how he feels.
Steady, steady, Valencia. I've got to get that Diego. He has those records we need so badly. But I can't go unless I'm sure you'll be all right.
I will be all right, Señor Capitan. But Señor Gonzalez, he needs attention.
Yes, yes, but his wound's a clean one. He'll be all right without further attention for a little while.
Oh, Señor.
Now, just a minute, Valencia. Oh, Diego's gone. He must have run down the stairs as soon as the blast was over.
Ay, look out the window, Señor Capitan. There is a crowd of people below in the street.
What? Let's see. Well, the police will be along. Then they'll come up here with 1,000 questions.
Sí, claro.
I can't wait. It'll take all day to explain Gonzales' wound and Carlos, unconscious, in the corner. I'd better have a look at him.
He has not moved since the blast.
I never saw a man so terror-stricken.
Señor, what is it?
Carlos is dead.
Dead?
Yes. The man must have had a weak heart. The excitement was too much for him.
Capitan Silver, the police have arrived. They are entering the building.
I was afraid they'd get here before I got out.
Wait. I will lock this door. It will delay them.
Yes, but not for long.
Señor, if you can carry your friend, there is a back way.
Good.
Can you lift Señor Gonzalez?
Yes, yes. Lead the way, Valencia. I'll manage, Eduardo.
This way.
All right. Good, Valencia.
I will close this door when you are in the next room.
There. Now you can close it.
Straight ahead, senor.
All right. You act as if you lived here. Isn't your home across the street, Valencia?
See, it is a friend who lives here. But she is out of the city. I keep the house in order while she is gone.
Another door.
I will open it.
All right, good.
There. This is the bedroom. You may put Señor Gonzalez there, Capitan Silver.
Fine. Here you are, Eduardo. Now we'll get a doctor and patch you up.
Capitan Silver, you will find the back stairs over there, through that door.
Oh, thanks.
I will go to the front of the house and tell the police enough of what happened to satisfy
them. Fine. I'll get on Diego's track.
One moment, Señor Capitan.
Yes?
Perhaps you will not need to find Diego.
Why, how's that, Valencia?
Mirai, I made a very careful copy of everything that seemed important.
Valencia, good for you.
Here, senor, is the sea chart that I found. You can examine it when you have more time. These places are marked might mean the places where ships have been sunk.
I'll examine it later.
Here is a notebook, copied word for word. And here is the most important of all.
Are these copies of letters?
Sí, señor. The letters were written by Pablo, The copies were in his desk, and I made copies of the copies.
And Diego has the copies. Si. Why, Valencia, these are reports to the head of the organization.
Si, por claro.
Great Scott. But this... Well, this can't be possible. Valencia, do you know who this man is? Do you know what this address is?
Si, senor. That is why I dared not mention the name in the message I sent to you at Buenaventura.
I can't believe it. If this man's involved in the theft of platinum from sunken ships, if he's got the Black Widow, Ludwig, Carlos, and Diego, people of that sort working for him.
Remember, Señor Capitán, it was a cruiser with a cannon that sank the boat of my grandfather.
I still can't believe... Why, if this is true, national reactions will be terrific when it's been made public.
You had better keep these letters in a safe place, Señor. If anyone happened to find them, it would be a catastrophe.
Yes, yes, it surely would.
I think the police are in the house now, senor.
I'd better get down those back stairs.
Sí, enseguida.
Where's the nearest doctor?
At the corner, next to the church.
Well, I'll send him up here, then put these letters where they won't be found.
Muy bien. It is too late.
The police.
Open the door. We will make this house complete.
Sí, sí.
Señorita Santos.
Buenos dias.
So does you whom we find with bombs exploding the dead man out.
And Lord, there is another on the bed.
He isn't dead. I'm just going to get a doctor for him.
Then there you are, senor. You will have to be searched.
Searched.
Senor Capitan.
I'm sorry, but I can't wait. I'll see you later.
Stop! Stop! Come back!
Part of the city of Buenaventura on the Pacific coast of Colombia was built literally over the water on high piles. At high tide, the water gurgled close to the floor of this community of rundown buildings. But at low tide, there was ample room for a small boat to ply between the timbers. There was room for the spray hound. Jerry and Tex are in the launch with a man who had identified himself as Juan Madrigo.
Well, we don't need to try to start the motor at all, Jerry. We can just shove our way along from one pile to the next.
Well, sure thing, Tex.
Keep going in this direction, Senor Tex. I think I will be able to show you something.
Well, Jack, I'm taking your word for it, but I don't know if we're doing the right thing.
Neither do I, Tex. Captain Silver figured we'd stay aboard the Sea Hound with Kukai.
I know, Jerry, but I'll be a dry gulch and sidewinder if we ain't making a mistake.
You do not believe my credentials, Senor Tex?
Oh, I ain't doubting that you're working with Gonzales, meaning that you're working with us. But
we saw you talking to Senor Gonzales, Senor Madrigo.
Well, it was I who brought him the message from Senorita Santos.
Yeah, we know that, Jack.
Senor, my name is Juan Madrigo.
Sure. Name is Juan. That means John, and John is Jack to me. So give a shove in that pile, Jack. Come on now.
Now, wait a moment. Let me look. I do not want to take you to the wrong place.
Well, you better be sure of where we're going, Jack. I ain't in no mood to waste a lot of time.
Well, just what are you going to show us, Senor Madrigo?
It may be the most important thing of all, Jerry.
Well, what?
See. Now, we go this way.
Well, maybe it'd be easier to start the motor.
Oh, no. It is too noisy beneath these buildings. We can travel this way.
Yeah, well, a boat hook could help some. I ain't strong for this way of traveling. What'd you say you had for us to see?
Senor Tex... You were fired upon by a cruiser, you remember?
Do I remember? Listen, Jack, that's like asking a Yank in the Pacific if he remembers Pearl Harbor.
Muy bien. Now, do you know where the cruiser is in hiding?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Back up there. I seen that cruiser, and she's 80 foot from stem to stern. 80 foot at the inside. Don't tell me we're looking for that cruiser under these buildings.
Oh, no. Come, we will push again.
Eh? I gotta know where to I'm shoving. Now, what are we looking for?
I will tell you. The cruiser is put into hiding. The men of the crew take to a small boat.
Uh-huh.
They run the small boat under here, you see?
Oh, so it's the small boat. The tender from the cruiser that you figure on leading us to.
See?
And if we find that, we can find the critters that man the cannon-toting cruiser.
Por supuesto.
Well, now we're getting someplace. Why don't you say so in
Tex.
The first place?
Huh? Just a minute.
Well, what is that?
It's the radio.
Oh.
Captain Silver's just opened his transmitter on the beam. Well, hadn't we better hold her here till we see if he's coming in, Tex?
Yeah, I guess so.
He took the portable outfit to Cali with him.
Oh, so that is what he and Senor Gonzalez had in the cases, huh?
Yes, sir.
Captain Silver calling the Sea Hound. Captain Silver calling the Sea Hound. Come in.
I'll wait just a second and see if Kukai answers.
Now, Jerry, you told Kukai you'd stand by for a call from the captain. Kukai's working to repair the damage to the plane. He ain't near the radio room.
Well, he might have stopped by. If he did, he'll want to answer this call.
Calling the Seahound. Come in.
Now, you better answer.
Hello, Captain Silver. This is Jerry. Go ahead.
Jerry, I can't waste time. I've got to pack the radio equipment and catch the train for Bogota.
Uh-oh. He's going places.
Bogota, eh?
Gonzalez has been wounded, but not seriously. He's going with me.
Oh, wounded? There's been gunplay.
There might be trouble around the Seahound. You'll find one of Gonzalez's men nearby. His name is Juan Madrigo.
Oh, it is I.
Well, Jack, that's
you can rely on him for help if you need it. Look him up. I'll call you from Bogota tomorrow at noon. That's all.
Well, I've got to tell him. Captain Silver. Captain Silver, are you still there?
No, I guess he ain't.
Oh, he said he had to hurry.
But Jiminy Crickets, I wanted to tell him where we were and what we were doing.
I reckon you have to wait and tell him at noon tomorrow.
Yeah.
By that time, instead of telling him what we're doing, you can tell him what we done.
No, senor, we must go on.
All right, Jack, but how much farther we got to go? It's getting darker all the time under these here buildings.
I do not think it is much farther, senor.
All right, give a shove. Come on, boys. Heave.
It will be a good idea to keep the voices down from now on. We're approaching the place.
I don't see nothing yet.
A little farther this way.
This ain't no fun shoving this boat from pillar to post.
Please, Senor Tex, please, do not speak so loudly.
All right. I mean, all right, Jack. Dag nabbit, we better find something good for all of this.
Now, wait. Let us drift. I think the next building is the one.
Well, how do you know which one it is? Those planks overhead all look the same to me.
I made a mark on one of the posts. Now, let me have the flashlight, will you, Tex?
Wait a second. I see what... There it is.
Gracias.
Dark enough for a light here, too.
Ah, there. There is the post. There is the mark I made what I was looking for.
Yeah? Well, now what do?
We tie up to that post.
Oh. Well, hand me the painter, Jerry. I'll throw a hitch on it.
Will I get it? Here, Tex.
You see overhead, senor?
Yeah. What am I supposed to see outside of the floor of the building?
You see where the floor is cut so a section of it can be dropped down?
No, I know. Oh, yeah, no, I know. Sure enough.
Golly, they can lower a section of the floor that's as big as the spray hound.
See? And if the ropes can be lowered, the spray hound could be lifted out of the water, could it not?
Hey, bars and buffer. You mean that's what they do with the cruiser's tender?
Claro.
And they keep it in the building right over us?
Great day in the morning. Oh, boy, this is a sure enough important discovery. If what you say is a true fact.
Oh, Senor Tex, I am sure of the facts.
All right, Jack, if you say so.
Hey, look.
Why, the doggone thing is being opened.
Tex, quick. Cast off if we are found here.
Doggone.
There's a boat coming down. Cast off.
Start that motor, Jerry. Start the motor, I tell you. We can't fiddle around with shoving our way out. All right. You kick her over, son?
Hurry.
All right. I'll take the helm.
Tex, look out for that fire.
All right. I seen it. Yeah. Boy, I must have taken the paint off the painter there. Well.
Hey, they're shooting.
Yeah, keep your head down.
Senor.
I won't hit nothing, Jack. Take it easy and keep low.
But you are going the wrong way. Turn the other way. The other way?
You mean I gotta turn around in under here?
See, and hurry, for you would have run ashore.
Okay, hang on. I'll try it.
Well, Tex hangs onto the wheel of the Spray Hound under the flooring of the buildings that stand over the ocean with the desperate pirates in pursuit. Now almost anything could happen. So be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for the further adventures of the Sea Hound. Until tomorrow, then, as Captain Silver says, smooth sailing. The Adventures of the Sea Hound are written by Fran Stryker and directed by Bill Marshall.